Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Heavy rains were causing flooding across the Appalachia as floodwaters in Kentucky that have killed at least 8 people continued to rise overnight. The jet stream has carried the monsoonal moisture from Southern California to Pennsylvania. Heavy flooding was seen in Las Vegas, Nevada, and St. Louis, Missouri overnight. The U.S. economy shrank for the second quarter in a row, the definition of recession, as the housing market buckled under rising interest rates and high inflation is seriously harming business and consumer spending. Although the White House is tiptoeing around the word recession, Americans are flabbergasted at the cost of everything. Janet Yellen shortly after the Commerce Department's recessionary GDP report Thursday.
But definitely the real data, to my mind, show that there is a slowdown in progress.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Prisoner swap negotiations continue between the United States and Russia.
A former Marine from Texas who served nearly 3 years in a Russian prison before he was freed in a prison swap this spring stated that he is, quote, cautiously optimistic that a similar deal can be worked out in the cases of two other Americans currently detained in Russia.
If the Russians are, you know, not idiots, then I think that they will accept that deal. And I would be optimistic. I would be cautiously optimistic, but I would be optimistic.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced this week that the U.S. has offered Russia a proposal to bring WNBA star Brittany Griner and former Marine Paul Whelan home. The White House would not confirm details of the proposal. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
More than 9 months after Iraq voted in its October 2021 parliamentary elections, political leaders have failed to form a government. Having lost their patience, demonstrators, mostly supporters of Shia leader al-Sadr, stormed the Iraqi parliament on Wednesday to protest against corruption and one of the candidates running for prime minister. Mohammed Shia al-Sadani, a former minister and ex-provisional governor, is the pro-Iran pick for premier. Al-Sadr has rejected his candidacy. Americans continue to be lectured by Washington, D.C., and reminded we're not in a recession. President Biden denying a recession due to low unemployment numbers is hogwash. So says former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro on Newsmax last night.
Here's the problem we're in. On the one hand, they're saying there's no recession. But on the same day they're saying that, they're passing yet another Keynesian fiscal stimulus bill. And what's the over-under on Joe Manchin in West Virginia getting a disproportionate share of that to bring him on board? You know the answer to that. And on the same time, they're engaging in contractionary monetary policy by raising interest rates, which is going to exacerbate the recession. And there's no recognition that what we're really in is stagflation brought about by structural problems, many of them policy-induced. And at the top of my list is the attack on energy. We've lost our strategic energy dominance.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. In the name of America and we the people, get this country back on track. Thank you for joining in. I'm Bill Martinez. John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat is with us, former FBI agent. Hey, John, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great as always, and great to be back on with you, Bill.
Always good to have you with us, John. Hey, maybe last night's softball game or baseball game, between the Republicans and Democrats there at National Park is a portend of what's going to happen in the midterms. I'm not seeing any headlines from the left to that end, but wow, 10-0. That's kind of maybe a prequel to the red tsunami that we're expecting.
Yeah, it's just as a sidebar, it is comical.
Yeah.
Because I always think, and I think it's correct, that the Democrats don't always strike me as the athletic type, but that's just me.
Right. Well, you see, this is what happens when you're an angry type. When you're an angry type, you can't hit the ball because you can't see it. You know, your eyes are so red, you're so deceived that it's strike one, two, three. Sit down. Let's go. Next inning. So here it is. But anyway, good fun for all. And we can, tease about it. But hey, the midterms are the midterms. And it's up to the Republicans, for the sake of America, to be vigilant and not get caught off guard like they did in the 2020 elections. Make sure they're doing everything they can to resist in all legal terms, because this is what Republicans do. They do things legally, and which is a little unfair because the Democrats don't care about legal. They figure it's better to, you never ask for permission. You just do it and ask for forgiveness. And even then, they don't even ask for forgiveness. I mean, they just go ahead and just figure, hey, they'll just wait it out. And so what? Their guy gets in the office and, you know, before you know it, everybody forgets about what happened, right?
Yeah, one thing I do want to say, yes, you're correct. Republicans seem to want to obey the law, and the Democrats do not seem to care for the law or the rule of law, the underpinning of our system that guides us. But it is, I do want to say, and you and I have talked about this, I think also the American people should have a grasp on reality that a red wave is not going to save America.
Right.
It would be nice to control the levers of power, but having, you know, the entire House of Representatives or the entire Senate be Republican does not guarantee anything. And
right.
The Republicans have shown that they have acquiesced to the Democrats pretty continuously, especially in the last few years. And, I mean, as a group, we have, you know, if you think about it, think about the men and women in Congress or in the Senate who have really stood firm on the Constitution and represented the principles upon which our law and government are founded. Most of us can probably come up with about five names of members of Congress that are actually doing that. And I think therein lies the problem. So, again, I really believe that this change to reestablish America's founding principles and bring liberty back in its full force is only going to happen at the local level, at the county level.
Well, you're exactly right, and you've been saying that forever. But even at a local level, you can vote with intellect and hold these elected officials that are going to represent you nationally, hold their feet to the fire so that we have not just a red wave, but that it is a red wave attitude that, you know, you can even be a Democrat for that matter. But if you're for the rule of law and you're for the Constitution and you are going to be fair and just, you know, and by that, you may even have to abandon or step away from your rather bizarre party platform. That's a whole other issue. But the fact of the matter is that we need a red wave attitude because the disease of the Beltway, as you say, I mean, this thing has been longstanding, John. As soon as they get to the Beltway, I don't know, they're taken over by some alien spirit that is antithetical to we the people and the values of this great American idea that we've enjoyed.
Yes, the predominant force up on Capitol Hill is not to serve the people, and that's therein lies the problem.
Exactly.
And it's the exception. The people that are, they're such standouts now because they are there to actually hold the line, to advance the line. I mean, again, if we just look at the last 25 years, there, I can't see one instance where Congress has done something to advance liberty back against this hostile, anti-liberty, pro-tyranny movement that's been happening inside our government. I'm not even talking about from external forces. And I can't think of one example where they've actually taken back ground. It's just that they slow the takeover at some points. But they always, the Republicans always say, well, we'll meet you in the middle. Well, when you meet communists in the middle, you're surrendering liberties. You're surrendering ground. And we haven't taken back. Patriots haven't taken it back yet.
Well, it seems the only people that have in a little bit of a sort of way, and still even, you know, a bit significant, so much so that the left has lost their head over it, is some Supreme Court decisions, some recent, you know, judiciary decisions about COVID, some of the restrictions on our liberties that were there, and the courts are, thank God, they're judging, not in mass, but we're getting some victories here and there that hopefully we can connect these victories in such a way, John, that, you know, it becomes more common that decisions are made, laws are made that promote our constitutional values and, above all, like you say, promote liberty. And you're exactly right. Our liberties have been stolen from us. Joe Biden's, you know, his policies right now and his run towards socialism and that continues to evaporate our liberties. And the people are just sitting here watching this. And look at, we are in the midst of a recession. We said that we were in a recession. And of course, the Biden administration, well, it's not exactly a recession. It's what you might call a technical recession. I guess it's, you're not exactly pregnant, John. You're just technically pregnant, I guess, huh?
Yeah, well, I think you can make up as many lies as you want. But this is a, you know, an administration where China's our friend and FIFA's not a terrorist group. And if you get COVID, you know, COVID vaccines, you won't get COVID. It's just one lie after another.
Exactly. Well, China's our friend because I look at my wallet and I count all that China money in my wallet. They must be my friend. You know, they're the friends of the American people. But for the Biden, oh, China been very, very good to the Biden family. We've got to go to break. We've got more from John Guandolo, the former FBI agent, president founder of Understanding the Threat. And we're going to talk about the infamous Grassley letter. Huh? You ready for that? Well, stay tuned. We've got more coming up.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. John Guandolo continues with this, the former Naval Academy graduate, FBI agent, law enforcement officer, award-winning, founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com. I mean, his career is just beyond stellar. His biggest disappointment about the Naval Academy was that he didn't study pronouns. And he wants to go back and just try it one more time. I think you would do well with it, John.
You know, it's funny you say that because I went back a few years ago and was asked to teach a couple of classes to sit in as a guest lecturer. And as I always do before I do anything, I gave them a short little questionnaire. And one of the questions was, is there objective truth? And what was shocking to me is in both of the classes, almost 45% of the midshipmen said that there's no objective truth. And of course, when I asked them, well, what's one plus one? It's always two. And if I took you to the roof of, let's say Nimitz Hall and I threw you off, what would happen 100% of the time if we did that over and over? And of course, the answer is you'd hit the ground because it's called the law of gravity. That's an objective truth.
Right.
But we have so warped our society, and I know that, wasn't necessarily where you wanted to go with that, but it is sad that...
It's just where we are right now that we have got to reconnect with our moral compass and our intellect in a sense that don't think that this is new. I mean, because I'm reading about Abraham Lincoln. You know, he's talking to a group and says, okay, you have a dog that has four legs and a tail that is another leg. So the question is, how many legs does the dog have? And the people go, okay, he's got five legs. He goes, no, four legs. The tail is still a tail. You know? I mean, it's like...
Exactly.
We just convolute our brains in such a way because, you know, this intellect, you know, and the deal is these uber intellectuals who have graduated from all these universities and spent, you know, just an ungodly amount of money to be rendered stupid. It's amazing. And they've got to try to convince us that they know better than we do. My mother used to have a very crass and direct Mexican saying that she would use. I can't repeat it here for the sake of our company, but it was very much to the point. That, you know, people just did not know what they are talking about. And it doesn't matter whether it was, you know, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, or even now in modern day America. I mean, stupid is stupid. And you got to be able to call it for what it is. I mean, when we have now a Supreme Court judge that can't even define what a woman is. I mean, John, this has gone so crazy. I mean, we've gone full circle. Here we are fighting for women's rights. You've got feminism going about. And in one short period of time, feminism and the gender has been erased from the minds of these wokists.
And I think that's the point to be made. Is that when you were in a society where up is down, down is up, and again, as I was joking before the break, where we say that, you know, China is our friend, Antifa's not a terrorist group, you know, the border is secure, America all is well, there's no recession, it's a technical recession. I mean,
right.
it's when truth is replaced by lies.
Right.
And the lies are sold at such a level that you actually have people in the society regurgitating. It goes back to something you and I talked about a couple, Fridays ago, and that is that, in fact, the reason our adversaries use propaganda is because propaganda works.
Exactly. Exactly. And here we are. John, think about it. I mean, you're talking, at the end of the day, a small minority of people, even elected officials, let's say every one of the elected officials, 548 of them, buy into this whole cloth, okay? I mean, we've got 330 million American citizens that are looking at this and going, this is nuts, okay? And the cumulative intelligence of 330 million, I'll take the cumulative intelligence of 330 million over, you know, less than 1,000 people all day long, but the 330 million people have got to get off their rear ends. And as you've been saying, and I've been saying, and we've been sounding the alarm time and time again, you have got to activate your citizenship. We the people is a call for action. It is not a call for, for just sitting on the bench and being an observer. You have to engage. If you don't, then, you know, we've got elites running the country right now, and how's that working for you? And like you said, everything's been turned upside down to the degree that, you know, parts of our government are saying, well, there's nothing wrong. You know, what Hunter Biden did, you know, there's nothing here. Let's just, you know, move on. Joe Biden is clean and fair. Hillary Clinton, you know, she's innocent. Why are you picking on them? And nobody even wants to talk about, oh, yeah, by the way, this happened under the Barack Obama administration. You're going to tell me Barack Obama's not culpable in any way in all this?
Well, you know, what's amazing and something huge I think you're touching on is that, you know, when the tyranny is allowed to go untouched, it will grow like a mold. You know, it will just grow, and it has to be squelched on the front end.
Yeah.
And because it is now out in the open in such a way, and Americans still are not engaging it, you give it the potential to do very, very evil things. And our adversaries are telling us who they are and what they're doing here in America. And Americans, I think there's a psychological disconnect where they don't believe that America could become Stalinist Russia or Nazi Germany or pick a totalitarian system, you know, or Venezuela, because somehow it just can't. Well, the only reason it won't is if Americans decide to reestablish a Republican form of government at the local level with the principles that at the founding undergirded our law and government. And if they're not willing to flush the tyrants out of their community, then there will be no significant change. And that's exactly what's going to happen. And sadly, history will look back and say, how in the world did America in a relatively short time, you know, over a period of several decades, lose everything? And it will be because
surrender its freedom.
Decided exactly. They weren't going to act.
Exactly. And the thing is, speaking of our enemies, John, they know this. They see this. They see Joe Biden. They see this administration. And they're going, whoa. I mean, you know, the mainstream media, others will talk about it in terms of when they do, that the perception of America that it's weak. It's not weak. It's feeble. It's worse than weak. It's incompetent. Every leader around the world looks at the leadership of America and they're going, oh, Lord, have mercy. This is going to be fun. I mean, President Xi is licking his chops, Putin his chops, the Ayatollah. I mean, all these dangerous players that have surrounded America that you've been warning us about. I mean, they are being empowered every day. And they're also seeing, as the window is starting to close, they're seeing that Biden isn't going to get reelected. I mean, he's going to be one and done. If he can make it 2.5 more years, okay, it will be over. And so they're looking at this and saying two things happen. Either we act now while Biden is the commander in chief, because he's so incompetent that we're going to have his lunch, or we just believe that America is on such a irrecoverable recovery, it's irretrievable, that they are going to continue on this, you know, on this trajectory. And so, you know, we may have a lot more than 2.5 years in which to make our play. What do you think?
Well, I think our adversaries, our greatest adversaries, are inside the U.S. government. You know, as I wrote the other day about the James Comey, you know, how do you destroy the FBI? You make a communist the FBI director, and he employs
right.
it from the inside, which is what the communist James Comey did. And we get more and more evidence of that every day as we see the culture of the FBI now is you've got real radical lefties in leadership positions in the FBI. And I would agree with the, you know, that the assessment that's where they are. And that's going on in all components of the government. So again, the red wave, if you had the entire House.
We're right there, John. Thank you.
Travel is back, but so is inflation. Travel demand from consumers and business professionals is up, but higher prices and volatile airline schedules present unique challenges for summer travel, not to mention the struggle of staying connected while traveling. T-Mobile is here to fix that. Introducing Coverage Beyond. Free in-flight connection, free high-speed data worldwide, and more. T-Mobile customers can now stream and stay connected in-flight all flight long and right when they touch down abroad, too. T-Mobile believes your phone should just work wherever you go, even when you're outside the signal of its network. Right as travel prices are rising, T-Mobile continues to help customers get back out there and save money. T-Mobile customers now get a free year of AAA on us. And to help take the sting out of rising gas prices, its customers now get 25 cents off per gallon this summer through the week of Labor Day. Where can listeners go for more information? Visit T-Mobile.com/travel.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Heavy rains were causing flooding across the Appalachia as floodwaters in Kentucky that have killed at least 8 people continued to rise overnight. The jet stream has carried the monsoonal moisture from Southern California to Pennsylvania. Heavy flooding was seen in Las Vegas, Nevada, and St. Louis, Missouri overnight. The U.S. economy shrank for the second quarter in a row, the definition of recession, as the housing market buckled under rising interest rates and high inflation is seriously harming business and consumer spending. Although the White House is tiptoeing around the word recession, Americans are flabbergasted at the cost of everything. Janet Yellen shortly after the Commerce Department's recessionary GDP report Thursday.
But definitely the real data, to my mind, show that there is a slowdown in progress.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Top of the hour, thanks to John Guandolo, the director, and I should say the former FBI agent, counterterrorism expert, founder of Understanding the Threat. I mean, the threat abounds, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we can see it quite clearly. The way the government is lying to us, simple things like a technical recession, open borders, not really, it's closed, they tell us, we've got over 2 million. We're going to end up with well over 2 million illegal migrants coming into our country. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. And, oh, yeah, by the way, cartels going, thank you very much, Mr. Biden. You've given us lots of money. $13 billion, ladies and gentlemen. That's with B, as in boy, as in Bill. $13 billion so far and counting. Do you think they're going to send him a Christmas card? Feliz Navidad, Uncle Joe. Thank you very much. You've been very good to the cartels. Unbelievable what's going on. But, hey, look it. That's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And our thanks to John Guandolo. UnderstandingTheThreat.com is where you want to go for more information. Read that column, by the way. It's very powerful and enlightening, you know, for those of you that don't want to be fooled by what's going on and, you know, what James Comey did. What a disaster and the damage that he did for the sake of liberty in our country. With us right now is the author, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, my good friend, Craig Huey. Craig, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm like you. I'm eternally optimistic. I was encouraged last night that the GOP beat the holy what have you out of the Democrats in softball. I know it's just softball, but 10-0. That's just kind of a little, as I was telling John Guandolo, I think a little pretaste of the hopeful red wave that should be experienced come these midterm elections if we can, if we can block the shenanigans of the Democrats, Mark Elias, and all these lawyers that are going to do everything they can to stuff ballots and to eliminate, the integrity of the voting process and votes from, Americans whose votes should count and didn't in 2020, and they're going to do everything they can to negate them in the midterms. Is there any indication to think otherwise, Craig?
Oh, no, you're right. The dirty little secret that most people don't know is that the Democrats, the socialist Democrats, have organized incredibly well nationally and on state levels to be able to make sure that they corrupt the upcoming election. And we're talking about millions of dollars being spent of legal teams challenging election integrity laws. The good news, here's the good news. State after state after state, they're winning in court against the corruption of the electoral process. State after state after state, their legislators on the local level, on the state level, are passing legislation that make it so that ballot harvesting, which leads to voter fraud, and other corrupt things such as the voter boxes, remote voter boxes where people can just stuff the ballots. These things are being eliminated and stopped, and it's about time. And so we're seeing good changes, but it is not easy because you're talking about an organized, systematic effort to steal the election coming up by lawyers and organizations working very hard with deception.
And this has been going on for decades. It's not like this just happened just in 2020. This was the wind up and the pitch. I would be greatly encouraged, Craig, just between you and me. You remember when disco was over and they had that big bonfire in Chicago? They had everybody bring their disco records and burn them up. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do with the Dominion machines. Let's bring all the Dominion machines, put them in a pile. I know these states have paid a lot of money for these machines, but I still have a problem, and I took grave exception to the president's attorney when the president said, well, why can't you, or maybe it was Sidney Powell or one of the other attorneys there in the room at the time, said, get the Dominion, we need to get our hands on the Dominion machine. He said, well, you can't do that. What do you mean you can't do that? They were, the machines, there's a question about the machines and its participation, its use in committing the crime. That's like saying, okay, well, we know the gun, was used in the act of a crime, but we don't want, that would be illegal. That would be a problem if we confiscated the gun. I mean, wait a minute.
Yeah.
If nothing else, there's just a question on it. And this was all reinforced, if you remember, when Dominion's, I think it was the chief executive officer, came to Congress and said, no, we can't connect with the internet. They go, oh, and then I think one of the I don't know if it was a House rep or a Congress or a senator who pulled out the modem and says, what's this? Well, this is a modem that connects to the internet. Okay, so so either you you're trying to play dumb here on us, you made a mistake, but or you're just flat out lying. Now, he flat out lied to Congress. Now, if he had been a Republican lying to Congress, all hell would be breaking. We see what's happening right now, right? But no, if you're a Democrat and you're siding with the lefties, then you get a get out of jail card just like that.
Absolutely, it's a double standard. It's disgusting, and a lot of it goes back to what you were talking about previously in regards to the corruption and the abuse of power by the FBI and the people in the intelligence community and the Department of Justice. They become a politicized organization. The government is being weaponized against every listener, against America. It's being weaponized to further a democratic socialist agenda.
Exactly. Well, and even more so, I mean, I think Republicans have tried to be careful, to try to keep the attorney general separate you know, from the White House and being a wingman. But clearly, when Attorney General Eric Holder was in play, Eric Holder was the wingman to Barack Obama, you know.
Yeah.
And you got to know that. That was really obvious. So it's almost like they set the temper, the temperament and the tone. But yet, look what happened when the Republicans took over and our attorney general got wishy. You know, all of a sudden they tried to play by the rules and the standards that the attorney general should play. And here, you know, the Democrats were eating their lunch. But yet, when it's their man, when it's Merrick Garland in place right now, going after President Trump, I mean, it's like, okay, hey, we're gonna go full force right after it, and continue on with this ruse that somehow the president was in charge of this this titled insurrection.
Well, Bill, it goes back to this: elections have consequences. And what we need to drain the swamp, to clean out the corruption in Washington, D.C., we need to do it on the state level as well. And we need to do it on the local school board and city council level. And that's where we have that opportunity this November to be able to make a major step forward. And, you know, the election for president coming up in a few years, we've got to establish a foundation now, and the foundation begins at the local level and begins and then at the state level. And what we need to be able to do for the upcoming election and for the next election, the presidential election, is we need a candidate that won't compromise, a candidate that won't back down, a candidate that recognizes what, if anything, President Trump did, he was able to reveal and uncover the problem of the deep state and the swamp in such a way that the bureaucracy that's out of control was exposed like never before. Biden, when he came in, he used the bureaucracy to his benefit. When the Republicans take over, they have to use that knowledge base to change the climate, the atmosphere, to downsize the government, to get rid of the big government bureaucracy, and make major changes without compromise.
I'll tell you, and you're, when you're talking about this, Craig, I mean, the depth of the deep state, if people only knew. Donald Trump, I believe, through this whole process, I mean, he talked about the deep state, but like anything, you don't know until you know how deep and how corrupt it is, because in some cases this has been generational. This has been long developed. The infrastructure for this deep state is well fortified. We've got more from Craig Huey after this. Stay with us.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the latest frozen Fanta flavor. What flavor is it, you ask? That's the mystery you'll have to solve. Go to a participating Burger King restaurant, try the new mystery frozen Fanta, and have fun with your family and friends trying to figure it out. Whether you're just headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try this chilling, thrilling new mystery flavor for just $1 plus tax. Your refreshment is guaranteed. The new mystery frozen Fanta flavor. What is it? Try to solve the mystery for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
The first day of school is around the corner, and Amazon is making back-to-school shopping easy. Amazon is a one-stop destination for everything students need, from supplies and electronics to fall fashion and study space decor. With Amazon's back-to-school and off-to-college shopping guides, parents, students, and teachers can easily find all of their school needs and shop by grade, popular characters, most loved picks, and even by their favorite celebrities. Whether students are heading to their first day of preschool or their final year of college, Amazon offers vast selection, great value, and fast, free delivery on eligible items for Prime members. College students can also sign up for Prime Student to access the same shopping, savings, and entertainment benefits of Prime for just $7.49, while also enjoying exclusive perks for college life, like 24/7 tutoring with Course Hero. Head to Amazon.com/back to school and Amazon.com/off to college today to start checking off your school shopping list.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, the left, the modern thinkers want us to believe somehow it's relative or irrelevant. There is a price to be paid when you deny truth. Just like what John Guandola was referencing when talking about denying the law of gravity until you realize it's undeniable. There is a fact. There is objective truth. It does happen. Craig Huey is with us. He's the author, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Report. Craig had an interesting conversation this week with Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch, right? And we were talking about the January 6th committee hearings, and he was sharing with me a story that he had with one of his friends that was just elated by all that was happening with, you know, the committee. He goes, man, they're just coming up with great stuff, bombshell, you know, notices and information, everything just so awesome and everything. He was all excited about it. And Chris, in his sobriety, moment of sobriety and great thought, he said, because he knew that his buddy had gone through a terrible divorce, which,
right.
You know, we got about 50% of America, you know, plus has gone through divorce, right? Okay,
yeah, right.
And most of them aren't, you know, really neat and warm and fuzzy. I mean, they're quite contentious, right? And so what Chris asked him, he said, hey, imagine if you were in divorce court and she was the only one to talk, you couldn't say anything. How would you feel? Mm-hmm. Suddenly the light bulb went on.
Yes.
What they're doing to the President of the United States and anybody else that supports, you know, his policies and have been a supporter of his cause for the, you know, American way of life and our idea. So I thought that was quite quite enlightening. So I've been using that, and I share that with you and our audience, because I thought, wow, that's exactly it. I mean, if you look at something you know, that most of us have gone through, how would you like to be in that situation, and you had no say? It was just all a one-sided. You couldn't defend yourself. It's all a one-sided testimony. How would you feel about that?
Wait, and here's the thing. As a Christian and as an American, I believe in justice. And I believe in equality under the law. And this is not justice. And this is not equality under the law. This is not the way any type of way of finding truth can be done. It is simply a biased report. And that's the problem, Bill. It's a distortion of reality. It's misinformation because the entire episode of what's going on is being controlled and manipulated to make a narrative they've already decided on, a conclusion they've already come to justify that conclusion. That's what's happening.
And somehow, by mere words, they are going to be the arbiters, the czars of disinformation when they have been peddling in disinformation. You know, for all these decades now, you know, even NPR says, oh, we want to have our own, you know, Bureau of Disinformation. Oh, you're laughable. You are laughable. I mean, come on, stop it, man. You're just making me laugh. My sides are hurting. It's just absurd what's going on. But that's, go ahead.
When somebody says they will control truth, when they will decide what is right and wrong, when the government comes in, government agencies come in, when politicians come in, and they're trying to say they have the truth and they're not letting anybody else understand, that's like a third world nation. That's like
exactly.
Dictatorship. That's like communism. And that is what is happening today, where truth is being crushed and false narratives. Just think of all the people who get their news only from Facebook. Or national public, taxpayer-supported national public radio, or gets their news from the mainstream media, and it's all not true. It's twisted to have a narrative presented without a balance. And so you have so many people who they don't know what's going on, they don't know what the truth is, because they get a simple narrative and sound bites. And that's a major problem.
Exactly. Well, Craig, I wanted to have you respond to what you have written about, six things you probably didn't hear about, but should have. Particularly, you know, you and I were just talking about West Coast stuff, and I had said I hadn't been to the West Coast for over a year, which is a bit of a heartbreak for me because I have four of my sons there, and I miss them dearly, and my grandchildren. And and even when I was there before, I just couldn't believe the homelessness. At that point, it was 70,000 as we were driving, you know, on the 101 in downtown L.A. There were 10 cities on the overpasses of the freeway. I mean, it's heartbreaking to see, but that's just one thing. But there's so many more. And tell our audience about the L.A. Unified School District, what parents can now do regarding COVID vaccine mandates.
Well, there's a number of things going on that you'll never hear about on Facebook or the mainstream media. You won't hear about it on even Newsmax or Facebook. But they're good things, or Fox, there's good things that are happening. Now, Los Angeles Unified School District has been corrupt. They were forcing parents to get COVID vaccination for the kids. So there was a COVID vaccine mandate. And here's the thing. A judge has ruled that the Los Angeles School District wasn't allowed to legally demand that the parents have the kids vaccinated in order to go to school. He said the school district was wrong in requiring the vaccinations. The school district, Bill, they were abusing the kids by making them go to independent study, staying away from other kids. They no longer can do that. And only the Department of Public Health can mandate the vaccinations. This is because there was a judge that the people had voted for. This November, there's literally 1,000 judges nationwide on the ballot right now. And this judge, he could have decided just the opposite, but he was a judicial constructionist. He was a strict constructionist. He was not a activist that was basing judgment upon his own opinion. He was interpreting the Constitution and the law. He ruled correctly for the parents and for the kids, and this could go nationwide, but it's a victory for these parents.
Yeah, unfortunately, what's going to happen, I say unfortunately, is that we don't have, a common coverage of justice, constructionist judges like this one in Los Angeles. And what will happen is the left is going to a judge shop. They're going to, shop for the right judge to get their specific outcome, and they're going to resist this. But it goes back to what you said when we first started talking, Craig, and that is that local elections matter. They matter more instantly, more quickly than they do on the national level.
Yeah, absolutely. And nationwide, school boards are being kicked out. You know, the L.A. Unified School District was trying to reimagine reality. They were reimagining, as the left does, to make up a narrative. And the judge knocked them down. That's a victory.
Right. Exactly. Another thing you're reporting on is Spider-Man.
Oh yeah!
I mean, we had Bud. Now from Buzz Lightyear to Spider-Man, everybody's going homosexual, I guess now, right?
So, here's the thing. Yeah. So when I grew up, I was addicted to comic books because they talked about right and wrong, justice, the American way. They talked about overcoming evil. They were awesome. I got every comic book I could. The comic books are changing. The comic books, the parents and the grandparents, they shouldn't let them read. Spider-Man will now be a homosexual. Marvel, which is owned by Disney, no surprise, is targeting children for the gay lifestyle. So the thing called Web Weaver, that'll debut as the Edge of the Spider, verse 5, and this September is when it comes out, and he'll be the gay Spider-Man. These comics have become dark, they become propaganda, and they're not appropriate for kids.
Exactly. You also talk about Governor DeSantis, my favorite governor here in Florida, where we live, making another bold and controlling move, ladies and gentlemen, for freedom. Imagine that. This is what our country is all about. Its foundation is freedom. That's why we've got to continue to resist the wokistas that want to enslave us to their ideology, which is antithetical and an anathema to freedom. Go ahead.
Bill, you know, Ron DeSantis sets an example for governors across the United States. My question to every listener, why isn't their governor doing this? So what he did is he said, enough is enough about this locking down of the churches. No more locking down churches during an emergency declaration. He signed legislation that says, no, you can't close the churches. Even an emergency declaration, it protects the churches, and it means that people can worship without the government locking them up, without them shutting them down. And this is an awesome, positive impact on religious liberty, and it needs to go nationwide.
Exactly. And Craig, I mean, it wasn't like the laws weren't already in place. They just didn't enforce them. So now we had to, reinvent the wheel to make it really clear that you're not going to shut down houses of worship, right?
That's exactly right.
Craig Huey, as always, we appreciate you being with us. Take care.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated?